Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew 25, verse 1 to 13. My subject is the five wise virgins. We have been speaking about the parables of Jesus. Jesus was such a deep person that when he spoke, so we want to read one of such things that he said in Matthew 25:1-13. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
Now
five of them were wise and five were foolish. So even before they took their lamps, they were wise and they were foolish.
Verse
3 now. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But whilst the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Verse 8. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you." But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And whilst they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. This parable story of Jesus teaches us to be ready for his coming. The bridegroom is talking about the Lord Jesus himself. And the virgins represent the church. So Jesus Christ is teaching us that he is coming, and we have to be ready so that we can enjoy kingdom life of dominion with him. This kingdom life of dominion is actually rulership or control over the flesh, over the world and its system, and over Satan. So, the church of the Lord Jesus has to be ready. He said, "Watch therefore, get ready so that you will be among the five wise virgins who enjoyed the revelation of Jesus and who entered into kingdom life with him.
Now watch out, sorry sir. Yes, ye won't see a senia, and Mabuna Yansa for no Omoya, no Sabaya. You yam yahini and I yachan yachan, ye bet to me and yam weddy, ye bet to me a Ramunani, a pebby a woman, sorry no, yes, ye bet to me a DB.
We all want to enjoy kingdom life.
Nayan Yapesa, Hini and Abra Bonnie, yes, ye timu debi.
Because it is a life of heaven on this earth.
Na eya brabo a etisa wo so ahiniemu aba asasi so.
It is a life where we live in a way that we control everything in a way that God has planned it.
Na eya brabo a ema wutumi di wiase ni mu nyoma nyina so se de wanyankopon hyehye tie.
God created us to be in charge.
Na wanyame boye se yebenya tumi wade nyina so.
And to rule.
Na yebedi so.
Over this earth.
Now you beg this how we are seeing so.
And everything therein.
Any adibibiara ewom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these virgins, the five virgins we are talking about, they are part of the church. There are two classes of believers according to Jesus. Half of them he calls them wise and half he calls them foolish. That means that you can be a believer, you can be a virgin, you can be set apart for God, but yet still you will not enjoy kingdom life just because you are not wise.
Na ebetumi abase onyame beyi wasem asiho onyame betumi ayi wasi wose nipa soronko na wuye gidi di mapa nanso se wanya san nyansa no onyame hwehwe dia ma woni dia ene wontena se babuni a onim nyansa.
As you listen to me, I want us to ask ourselves, am I a wise believer or am I a foolish believer?
Na mra wutie me pesa wose se woni wakoma mu bisa se anaso me ye gidi ni a me wo nyansa ana me ye gidi ni a me nim nyansa.
But we want to find out now, who are these wise believers? Who are these wise virgins? Who are those who experience refreshing times, restoration times, and revelation
times?
Who are those who are going to experience a kingdom life of refreshing, restoration, and revelation of
Jesus?
We will look at three characteristics of these wise virgins. The first thing about these wise virgins is that they were people who walked in the light of the word of God. The wise virgins had bright light and they walked in the light of that light to meet the bridegroom.
Na sanya nsamfo enumi enanti wo nyame kanimu ekosi se omutumi etwen ayefukunu.
In other words, to God, wise believers are those who obey the word of God.
Na wo nyame mu no ejidifo enimu nyansan ya wonuma wo mutie na wo moye ni onyame hyasa wo munye ewo nasemu.
So there are believers listening to me right now.
Iti ejidifo bi oha wo mutie mi sisiare ya.
Who obey the word of God, and there are believers who do not obey the word of God.
Na yawo ejidifo a omuti wonyame asem na omudi ye adwuma ebinum so te na omfa anya adwuma.
That is a very serious thing.
Na we yade ye hu ye pa.
But Jesus says that it is real.
Na yesu ma yate asese yade da ho.
For you to be a virgin, for you to be a believer, for you to be living a good life but not obeying the word of God.
Na yesu ma ya kire mu se ubetumi aye babu no betumi ye ojidi ni mapa wanyame yi wesi wonaso wonfa wanyame asam nya hwee.
That is very serious.
Aye ade ye hu ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because getting ready for kingdom life goes beyond just being a believer.
Na se wo sesie ohu se wo benya wanyame ahinie no ebi wa asase so no ekotra se wo ye jidi ni keke.
And I want us to look at the book of Matthew chapter 7.
Na me pese Matthew 10 soon.
And then we will read from verse 24 to 29. Matthew
7.
Verse 24 to 29. We want to learn about obeying the word of God. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, whoever hears these words of mine and does them, please underline does them. I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended. And the floods came.
Na insuiri bae.
And the winds blew.
And from a boy.
And beat on that house.
Na ebebo sa dinosaur.
And it did not fall.
Nensu emubu.
For it was founded on the rock.
Esan se no we si edesi wabotainosu.
But everyone who hears these sayings of mine.
Na obibiara obete san sama mikeni.
And does not do them.
Na wanye ni amakano.
Will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. All of them built. When you look at their lives on this earth, you could see that all of them have built. But the Bible is teaching us something very deep. I told you that Jesus was a very deep person. Because you can look at two people and say that they have achieved the same thing, but there is something that is unseen about them. Until you are told by a deep person like Jesus, you will not believe that you can be a virgin and be a foolish virgin. Because Jesus Christ goes beyond the building, beyond the surface, and he says that, look, fundamentally, these 10 people who represent the church, before they even went to meet the bridegroom, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And he says that the wise people are people who hear the word of God and then they do the word of God. And those who hear the word and do not do it, he says that they are the foolish people. Verse 27 now. So after he built on the sand, the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want you to notice that both the wise and the foolish people were virgins. Both of them built a house. But there is something fundamental about them. One was wise, one was foolish.
And
all of them are going to experience the same thing. To all of them, the rain is going to descend. The descent of the rain is talking about prosperity coming their way. And to all of them, both of them, the floods are going to come. Floods are talking about demonic reprisals or demonic attacks. And to both of them, the wind is going to blow. The wind is talking about changes that come in the world. Because, ladies and gentlemen, every believer is going to experience these three things. The You are going to experience prosperity. You are going to experience demonic reprisals or darkness. And you are going to experience changes in the world. It's going to come against your life and come against what you build. But if you have built because of obeying the word of God,
hallelujah,
the Bible says that
hallelujah
you will be able to stand hallelujah all of the dark clouds
hallelujah
that will bring the rain. You will be able to stand all of the demonic reprisals. You will be able to stand all of the changing scenes of life that our society and those yet to come are going to be bombarded with.
Now, so we are Chidinia. We see what Danny see about Tino Sudia. And then you hear the other Baba Wakwamuna and Bubu would die. And one said, Damoni Kabetu Betuaba Sudia and so and Sawo. And one said, in Suiri Baba and Sister Waya Brabomia sitting on me, you say you won't Baba. Now, so what Dano Ebeko Soresiho.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Let us go up to verse 21.
Mama yanko edionubako.
The same Matthew
Asempawara.
Because what we just read and what I've explained and spoken about was said on something. That is why the verse 24 began with therefore. It means that he is referring to what he has said before.
And nothing I will kick at your no nine hours say and nutty. Just a BBC and son of Walker's Assam.
And from verse 24, the therefore and the wise and the foolish people is a summary of what he has said.
And not to okay, can you know nine hours? Can't say and nutino. I said, be gala or cafan ya or one yansan in your ninyasa. Now what's in it down what buttons on your numbering now or bond the tougher assembly and see and son of Walker's.
Look at verse 21. Not everyone will say to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven or experience kingdom life.
And you will be gala was simia radia radi and our beco a hinin manasa a hinin.
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So there are many believers who are going to say, Lord, Lord, but we will not experience kingdom life. And he says that many.
Are
we also many?
Many.
It's not just a few believers. He says that many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. From me, you who practice lawlessness.
Now, what say Mekan Sada say minimum, munchum who fiming ten, mua manfa emra anya juma.
Says that what I told those five virgins that I do not know you, I am going to tell to these people, although they are virgins, although they cast out devils not in their name, but in my name, although they prophesy not in their name, or in the name of somebody else, but in my name, yet I will tell them, I do not know them.
Now I say, some of our catcher, a mobile and numino, muniminansa, munko minimuno, Sara no bacacher, when we for woman say, Oma for mudimun a shankom, Oma de me be demon a shankom, Oma young one, my dear will be dinimo, Oma to a damani will be demon, Nanso, and then do a macassi minimum.
So he's ending and he says that therefore, in the light of the way that things are in the church of the Lord, therefore be wise.
Now,
and when you hear my word, walk in the light of what you have heard.
Now, what can you say? Monsha ye, and not to monsha ye, Samotama Samana, Monatu was her kinda, Mediamamunumu.
All of us, ladies and gentlemen, will have to take our Lord Jesus serious.
Now, Yanina, I will say yes, then Samawane, I can yes, shiny, and yes, some ye.
Not because you are an unbeliever.
Not
because you are not prospering.
But
because God wants you to walk in the light of His word, in the midst of the darkness that are coming upon the world.
Look at Matthew 21.
And then we will read from verse 28. Matthew 21 and then verse 28. Jesus is giving another parable.
Matthew chapter 21
and then verse 28. Says about, what do you think?
Now
a man had two sons.
It's
just like the wise virgins and the foolish virgins.
Says
that he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard.
He answered
and said, I will not. But afterwards he regretted it and went. Then he came to the second son and said likewise the same thing. And he answered and said, I go, sir. But he did not go.
He's
asking a question, which of the two did the will of his father which is in heaven?
Because
it's not everybody who calls him Lord, Lord, who is going to enter the kingdom of heaven or enjoy kingdom life. But he said in Matthew chapter 7 verse 21, he who does the will of my father which is in heaven. So look at the first son. The first son is the wise virgin or the wise believer.
So
the word of God came to him and then he said, go and work in my vineyard. And this son, this wise believer said, I will not go. But afterwards he regretted and then he went. Because the time comes, ladies and gentlemen, where in the church everybody seems to be doing his own thing, like all the 10 virgins slept.
But
you see, although they have said that they will not go, fundamentally there was something about them. They were wise people.
So the Bible says
that they regretted, they were sorry, and they went.
The
second son represents five foolish virgins.
The
word of the Lord, the same word came to them.
And
look at their response. They said, I go, sir.
Now, said, I go, sir.
They did not go. Wow. You see, there are some believers, when the word of the Lord comes to them, the way that they will even take the word, it looks like they are going to walk in the word. They agree with the word. They say that, yes, it is good. We will go and do it.
Now, I did it for Omusubanya ede wo onyamia samne kan ne njimu no etse ma wo motusumie nu asam ne ba se de obeye nani masre agia tum no asofi onyami fie na no asori dam na no kwakoya sade no nansu no awiya no womnye na bible no de omo shebe bi.
There are believers who respond so positively to the word of God.
They rejoice,
they confess, and they say all the wonderful things. They pray on top of the word.
But that is all that they do. They
just agree with the word, but they don't use the word.
They
agree, yes, it's true. What you are saying is right, it's true.
We are
going forward. I go fair. I mean, everything is going to be wonderful. I mean, God is about doing something great. But that is about all that they do in response to God's word.
Professing
God's word is okay, but it's not enough. Praying on the word is okay, but it is not enough. The wise believer is the person who goes beyond all the confessions, goes beyond all the positive response and the confessions and all that, and starts to use the word, practically practices the word. This person has got the law of God. He has got the word of God. That person is not a lawless virgin. He is not a lawless believer. He's a law-abiding, a word-abiding believer. A believer who walks in the light of God's word.
Now, what did you do?
It is a dangerous thing to hear the word of God and not do it in your life. It is not enough to agree with the word of God. Many believers agree with the word of God. They tell you how good God's word is, but they never obey the word. James chapter 1 says that they are like somebody who looks at his face in the mirror.
And then afterwards,
when they turn away, they forget how they
look.
They forget the word of God totally in their
day. Mercy.
Wow. Now the rain is falling. The word of God must be somewhere.
Now and then and it
Ladies and gentlemen, let us not be among the five foolish virgins. For us to enjoy kingdom life, Jesus said, if you have my law, you have my word, and you obey it, I will love you, I will come to you and reveal myself to you.
Now I say, Mra, what do you assemble ni ye juma? Now we a suti a man assemble. But yes, you say, Obeba won't change now what done when the edia chro.
The blessing is in what? Doing the word.
And shrano wa ni a assemble what teno na wu ye mwe juma.
Doing the word.
Assemble what ye juma. And numen in shrano wa.
Beware of familiarity with God's word.
Sheni ye, sa unko basa assemble de minim dada. Onyami assemble de matia bre. Sheni ye.
That you do not do.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.